This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky is defending her decision to add more people to those eligible for COVID-19 booster shots after her own advisory panel had voted against doing so. AP's Sagar Magani has details.
It's rare for a CDC director to overrule a panel recommendation. Experts say it had only happened once this century. Walensky says it's not what happened this time.
I did not overrule an advisory committee.
She says it was a scientific close call.
In that situation, it was my call to make.
And she did, signing off on boosters for people at increased virus risk due to their jobs.
It was a decision about providing rather than withholding access.
The advisors had argued adding to the booster eligibility list would detract from the overall goal of vaccinating more people. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari called for a more equitable global distribution of vaccines against COVID-19. Speaking to the UN General Assembly on Friday, Buhari said that new strains of the virus make vaccine distribution all that more important.
I would like to reiterate my call for a fairer and more equitable distribution of vaccines in all countries so that together we can fight and contain the pandemic.
African nations have received the smallest share of vaccine doses, and there is anger at the difficulty they still face in accessing supplies while wealthy nations begin giving booster shots. The United States, Britain, France, Germany, and Israel are among the countries administering boosters or have announced plans to do so, a move that Namibia's president called vaccine apartheid. This is VOA News. No migrants remained Friday at the Texas border encampment where almost 15,000 people, most of them Haitians, had converged just days earlier seeking asylum, according to the mayor of Del Rio, Texas. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said the department moved quickly after images of horse patrols mistreating migrants.
We know that those images painfully conjured up the worst elements of our nation's ongoing battle against systemic racism. We have been swift and thorough in our response.
Many of those camped under the bridge faced expulsion because they are not covered by protections recently extended by the Biden administration to the more than 100,000 Haitian migrants already in the U.S., citing security concerns and social unrest in the Western Hemisphere's poorest country. Thousands of climate activists, including Sweden's Greta Thunberg, demonstrated in Berlin Friday to pressure candidates competing to succeed Chancellor Angela Merkel at this weekend's German general election. Thunberg told those gathered that it is important to vote, but they must keep the pressure on politicians.
Time and time again, the people in power show their true interests and priorities. And it is not an overstatement to say that they simply don't seem to give a damn about us.
Meanwhile, young people around the world also took to the streets to demand urgent action against climate change in the largest protests since the start of the pandemic. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, told the Human Rights Council that 350,209 people had been killed in the conflict in Syria in the last 10 years. In her address to the HRC, Bachelet called for the creation of a mechanism that can identify the whereabouts of missing people and track human remains, as well as provide support to survivors.
Behind each recorded death was a human being, born free and equal, in dignity and rights. We must always make victim stories visible, both individually and collectively, because the injustice and horror of each of those deaths should compel us to action.
According to a report commissioned by the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, between March 2011 and March 2021, more than one in every 13 deaths was a woman, for a total of 26,727 women in all. In the same period, more than 27,000 children died in the Syrian conflict. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.